The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Saturday morning. I'm Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. And we are with Brett Gwaltney, filling in for Robin, who is on assignment again this week. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, morning, Andy. How you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Saturdays are always fine with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, obviously, our program with Robin and yourself is always about real estate here in southeastern Minnesota. And talking with, well, people a little bit younger than me, and actually quite a bit younger than me, I guess my children, their generation, oftentimes they ask, you know, should I be in the market now for a house, or should I be waiting? You know, and how do you answer that question, Brett?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's one of those things, should I buy a home now or should I wait? And we've all probably heard this saying, you know, yesterday was the best time to buy a home.
Yeah.
But the next best time is today, right? So that's because homeownership is about the long game, and home prices typically rise over time. So while you may be holding out for prices to fall or rates to improve, you should know that trying to time the market rarely works. So with that being said, each quarter, over 100 housing market experts weigh in for a home price expectation survey, and this comes from Fannie Mae, and they consistently agree on the one thing. Nationally, home prices are expected to rise through at least 2029. So what does that mean for a homeowner? What that means is we will see a typical 3-4% year-over-year growth. And that's on the average, that's national average. And in the Rochester market, we actually tend to typically be a little bit higher than that. You could see upwards of 5-6%, depending on, you know, location and things of that nature.
Sure.
So next year's home prices will be higher than this year's. The longer you wait, the more the purchase price will go up. Waiting for the perfect mortgage rate or price to drop may backfire on you. Even if rates do dip slightly, projected home price growth could still make waiting more expensive overall. Right. So buying now means building equity sooner. So when you play the long game of homeownership, your equity rewards you over time.
And you mentioned the interest rates. And I'm old enough that my first mortgage was about 10%.
Yep.
And I dreamed of a 7% mortgage. And in fact, the first refinance that we did was right around 7%. And that's the part of this I think a lot of folks don't consider, that that is always the option. If the rates do come down, which they inevitably will.
Correct.
You have that option to then cut your payments. But at the same time, you don't miss out on that equity.
Yes, that's a great point. And it's like my mom always had this saying. She goes, you date the rate and you marry the house, right? So it's like you can always get a new rate if they do come down, which, you know, it will. At some point, we will see the rates drop. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball and I can't tell you when
nobody
it will
can.
Happen. But, you know, I would assume that they'll come down. They probably will settle in the upper fives at some point in the near future.
Yeah, but right. You can never predict the future. I've told Robin the story a million times probably. That my dad, with the house he bought in the late 1960s in Rochester, got a 7% interest rate on the mortgage. And he would brag about that 7% interest. Mm-hmm. And he would say, you're never going to see rates that low again. This, of course, was through the 1980s when rates went through the roof after the 1970s. And now folks are looking at a 7% rate as, oh my gosh, that's way too high. And obviously, in the years in between, we've seen that rate go way, way down. And for a while there, it was settled in at around 4-4.5% for the longest time.
Yep.
So the idea that you can predict what the rates are going to do is just laughable.
Absolutely. And that's just that's kind of the problem we've had, where when the rates did drop, when the COVID happened and, you know, rates got down to the upper twos or low threes, some of the younger crowd got used to that, right? They're right. Oh, well, they were 3%. They were 2.8, you know, and it's like, well, yeah, that's also a, you know, very rare occurrence.
Yeah, a worldwide pandemic.
Correct. That caused that issue. So that's not something that's normal. If you can get into the fives, that's really good.
I agree. I think 6% is a really decent rate.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, the equity is the key part of this whole equation. And as a longtime homeowner, I emphasize that so much to my children and their peers. I go, if you're renting, you're missing out big time. And they go, well, I could invest that money in the stock market, but you're not. You're paying it in rent.
Right.
And then it's out the door at that point.
And the stock market is great. Like, obviously, I'm not saying not to invest in that. But one thing that will be steady and in the long play, like I mentioned earlier, is the real estate. Yep. You know, real estate, investing in real estate is basically, my mom has always told me, it's basically like living in a bank account, right? So it's like, that's a bank account that you live in, and one day you'll be able to cash that in. So if I just put some numbers to this, Andy, to, you know, for the listeners, what you could miss out on if you do not decide to purchase now. So if you were to buy a $400,000 home in 2025, it could gain you nearly $80,000 by 2030. And that's just on a conservative 3-4% year over year increase. So you could be missing out on $80,000 in a 5-year window.
And as you mentioned, that's conservative estimates.
Correct.
But this market that we're in now and what's happening with Mayo Clinic with the expansion is.
Yeah.
I would say that. I would guess that that's very conservative.
Yeah. And I made mention earlier, you know, we are a little higher than the national average. That's just going on a 3-4% of the national average. But like you mentioned, with us being in Rochester and Mayo Clinic and that bold forward unbound project of a $5 billion hospital that will be, finished by 2030, I only see, you know, values increasing here in the Rochester market substantially.
By example, someone I know purchased a home about 3 years ago. And in that 3 years, they have gained $80,000 in equity.
Yeah, isn't that, that's good for them. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you think about it. And they have no expectation that that will continue at that rate. But at the same time, that is equity that they do have today.
Correct.
That they did not have 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's just setting themselves up for success, you know, in the future when they do go to sell or they keep it as an investment property or second home, because that is also very common in the Rochester market, because we have so many people that travel, you know, for medical tourism essentially, and they maybe have some dietary restrictions or they're going through chemo, so they like to Airbnb, you know, stay in an Airbnb rather than being a hotel for weeks on weeks. So it's always a good option to keep that home if you have a good rate and have a bunch of equity.
So in other words, the message is do it now.
Correct. Now is the time to buy.
and I'll attest to that. It's the best move we had ever made was, getting into home ownership as far as stability in your life. And I remember the trepidation of the initial time, initially becoming a homeowner of, having never owned a home and rented previously. And you think, this is this huge commitment, right? And it was funny because I think you just naturally become, more of a homebody. And some of those expenses that you were worried about dissipate over time because you end up, your priorities change. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
All right. We're with Brett Gwaltney today in for Robin this week as we're talking Rochester real estate. We'll be back in just a moment with more on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Brett Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group REMAX Results with us this morning. And for Robin, I'm Andy Brownell. We're talking, of course, Rochester area real estate. And Brett, your mom constantly loves to bring in the latest reports on what is actually happening in the marketplace. Do you have any of that information?
Yeah, I do, Andy. So in our latest market report that we got here, we have roughly 310 active listings on the market across all price points. 261 are in pending status, meaning that they're just waiting to close. And over the last 6 months, we have nearly 700 sold and closed homes. So that's kind of like the big bulk, the big numbers of, you know, active, pending, and sold and closed. If you go into the days on market, we put those into price ranges just because, you know, the cheaper the house, it's more buyers, meaning it tends to move quicker rather than, you know, if it's a million plus. So just to give you a little kind of insight there, for homes that are priced between 200,000 and 300,000, average days on market for that was 19 days.
Oh, wow. They're getting snatched up fast.
Yeah. So, I mean, just under 3 weeks and that house is sold. Between 300 and 400,000, it's 14 days. So 2 weeks.
Wow.
And, yeah. And then once you start to get up to, you know, 400 plus, that's when you start. So between 400 and 500, it's 35 days. 500 and 600, 30 days. So once you get north of 400,000, you do see them sit for about a month on average. But if you're under that, they're you know, less than a couple weeks.
But a month is a short period of time if you're selling a home, in my view.
Yes, it is. It's quick.
Almost and too quick.
Yeah, sometimes, right? If that, maybe that seller hasn't found a place yet to live, you know, or they're searching for their own, if they're moving out of state or whatever the case may be. So sometimes it is a little quick on, you know, when they get all those offers. But, you know, nice thing is you can kind of control the closing date there as a seller.
And to put that in perspective, when I started doing this program with your mom, Robin, pre-pandemic, right? In the late 20-teens. And the market was healthy then. I mean, things were moving really well, briskly. And I believe the average time on market then was around 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, under a month is very quick. Like I said, once you get north of that 500,000, then you typically, we're seeing more, you know, into that 50-ish days. You're looking at, sure, you know, still 2 months, but like that's still relatively quick too. Considerably, you know, comparing that to what it was in years past.
And it sure is indicative of what we've known for a long, long time, that inventories are low still.
Yes, still. Absolutely. That's a good point there, Andy, is we are still very short on inventory. It, obviously in the Rochester market, but also nationally, where we are very short on inventory.
And that's so something, especially locally, I don't see that going away.
No, not at all.
And, like, I mean, years and years it'll take to resolve that if we ever get caught up.
Correct. And who knows, right? With right now, it's kind of going on in the political stance of with the tariffs. I know obviously some have been froze, but how would that impact building, you know, from our steel or wood or whatever we may get from other countries? You know, what would that do to building prices?
Yeah, so another unknown factor to put in there.
Right. So a couple of things, though. You mentioned, though, like, you know, supply and what we have, and it's a shortage. Well, just to give you some numbers quick, so our absorption rate, so months inventory, that means if no new listings came on in that price point, so between 200,000 and 300,000, if we got no more new listings, Andy, within 1 month, they would all be snatched up.
Wow.
So it's like 1 month supply for that. In the 300 to 400, we're at 2.3 months of supply. At 400 to 500, 2.8 months of supply. So we are, I mean, there's not a lot of supply out there for anything under, 500,000. And then I want to get into the upper markets, the luxury market, which the luxury market is considered in the roster market, it'd be about 800,000 and above is what you'd consider luxury. But we'll touch base on what our $1 million and above tier coming up.
In this right now, if you're thinking about selling, right? I mean, this is the time to list. In Rochester, I think you could argue that there isn't a single time of the year that isn't a good time to list. But this is this crazy spring market right now. We're in the thick of it, right?
We are. I mean, we actually saw the spring market enter early this year. I mean, we just finished up 1Q, and it was the best 1Q on record for the Gwaltney Group. So we had a very successful first quarter, stayed busy, love staying busy. And yes, it is a great time to put your home on the market. And as you mentioned, that spring/summer, people are trying to wait till their kids are out of school, to move in the summer. So it's a great time to get ready. And if you are thinking about listing your home, but you're not sure if we know what it's worth or what you should do, reach out to me, or my mother. We'd love to come out, take a look at your property, do a CMA, which is a comparative market analysis on your home. And then, give you some tips and tricks on, what you should do to get ready to hit the market.
Okay. So somebody hearing that message from you, but does that obligate anybody if they give you the call and have you come out and take a look, or is that?
Absolutely not. We come out there. This is our passion. This is our work. We come out there. There's no cost. There's, no contract needed. Just a free consultation on, what your home value, what's your home value, and then what you could do to make it more sellable or ready to sell.
I imagine that's one of the most sought off pieces of advice, because if you're living in your home and it's around you every single day, you probably don't even realize some of the, perhaps even minor things that would make a big difference.
Correct. Yep. You come so kind of numb to it.
Yeah. Right? It's called character.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. We are with Brett Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Robin on assignment this week. We'll return in a moment with more on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
FM. Who's here?
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning. I'm Andy Brownell, and we are with Brett Gwaltney today. Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Robin on assignment. And Brett, you mentioned the luxury home market, which is considered 800,000 and above in the Rochester area. And this, I've lived here my whole life, so it astounds me how many of these luxury homes are now here. It used to be fairly confined to a couple pockets in the city where you might run into these magnificent homes, but just take a drive around; they're everywhere. And do you have any information pertaining to that?
I do, Andy. So yeah, as I mentioned earlier, the luxury market is up and coming here in the Rochester area. And right now, just to give you some stats, in the Rochester city limits in Rochester Township, we have 48 listings that are over $1 million.
Wow.
with the most expensive one pushing $3.6 million.
Almost $50 million plus homes.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. Almost. And then if you were to ask,
and that's available. That's not all that exists. That's just for sale right now.
That is correct. And if you were to add, Byron or just outside of the Rochester city limits, I'm sure you would reach well over 50 homes. You'd probably be closer to 65, 70 homes available that are over $1 million.
What makes a home worth more than $1 million? Is it square footage, or is it the construction materials, the finishing touches?
That's a great question, Andy. So, you know, you most would think would go right to square footage, right? Clearly, the bigger the home, the more expensive. And there is some truth to that. But we are seeing some slab on grade, which meaning no basement, right? You walk in, that's your lowest level of the house, that are just over 2,000 square feet that are $1 million.
Wow. So
it's not all about the square footage when it comes to that. You know, it does a lot of the finishings in new construction is just so expensive to build. You know, the price of building has gone, you know, up drastically over the past couple years. But yeah, finishings, you know, going from, you know, what kind of appliances to what kind of countertops, et cetera, can really add up quickly.
You know, a young woman that I know the family really, really well. And it was a few years back. She got hired at Mayo, making good money, and decided she would make the investment to build a home. And she built a home out southwest, not in Rochester Township, in the city limits, for about $350,000. And at the time, being the conservative curmudgeon that I could be at times, I didn't say it to her, but I thought, wow, that's pretty bold, right? That home is now worth close to $900,000.
Yeah.
So she almost made the right is in the luxury marketplace and approaching that seven-figure mark. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's just another story of homeownership. Like we mentioned earlier, it's so important, and the time to buy is now.
Yeah, and I readily tell her, you are really, really smart. I'm glad I didn't actually voice my advice at the time, because I would have been completely wrong.
Yeah, well, that happens, right? That does happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about listings, obviously million-dollar-plus listings, but Robin always loves to share some of the listings that are available right now through Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Do you have any you can talk about today?
Yeah, absolutely. So for a couple of starters here, we have one in Northwest Rochester, 4276 Silver Ridge Place. So the list price on that is $575,000. It's been on the market just over a week now. Another one that we have is 1410 Woodland Drive Southwest.
Yep.
That one is $724,900, and that's been on the market for just over 20 days. Both of those have open houses going on either today or tomorrow. And then we also have 1432 8th Avenue Northwest, which has been on for just about a month, and that one's $324,900. And I believe there'll be an open house there tomorrow on that property.
Okay.
And then another, some new things that we have that just hit the market, actually not homes, but lots out in Pine Island. So we've listed four lots out in Pine Island that are between $111,000 and $148,000. So a little variety between the acres are the big thing that, you know, separates from 110 to the 148,000. So you, on that one that's 148,000, you get over an acre lot. And the one that's 111, it's 0.62. So still over half an acre.
Yeah, still a nice size lot. Yeah.
So yeah, so some new lots to the Pine Island community. And then the last one that we would like to talk about here would be out in Southeast, 5174 61st Avenue Southeast. So that one's listed at $599,900. And this one actually it's, you know, 3,200 square feet, two-story home on 4.2 acres.
Nice.
So those are kind of the listings that I wanted to highlight today, Andy.
Absolutely. So if somebody listening today and, you know, they want to take the advice to become a homeowner and start taking advantage of gaining wealth through equity, or if they have a home and they've been kind of thinking about putting it out there on the market to find out what's going on, how do they get a hold of you or your mother at Gwaltney Group Remax Results?
Yeah, so they could reach out to me directly. My cell phone number is 507-272-4019. Or they could send me an email at Brett, B-R-E-T-T, at GwaltneyGroup.com. or they can visit our website at gwaltneygroup.com.
And check out all the photos of these homes that we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
Beautiful photography, by the way, too. All right, and Brett. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. As I said, and you can always reach out to my mother, Robin, and her cell phone is 507-259-4926.
Great. Brett, you have a great rest of the weekend, and say hi to your mom when you see her again, and I guess we'll chat with Robin next week.
Will do. Thank you, Andy.
All right. He's Brett Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and this is News Talk 1340 KROC AM at 96.